Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, this is Jesus, of course, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent them forth two of his disciples, and said unto them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a coat tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him, and bring him. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him. And straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way, and found the coat tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met. And they loosed him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, what do ye loosing the coat? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded. And they let them go. And they brought the coat to Jesus and cast their garments on him. And he sat upon it. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and straw them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David, that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna! In the highest. There are two portions in this scripture that I have desired to read to you tonight. One concerning the blind beggar Bartimaeus, a needy soul in need. He needed the Lord Jesus Christ greatly. It may be that there are some here tonight who, like Bartimaeus, are in need of the Lord Jesus Christ. If so, I hope that you will learn the lesson of the great and abiding eternal benefit of coming to the Lord Jesus and putting yourselves into his tender hands. And then in the second scripture from the next chapter, we read not of one that had need of Jesus, but we read of an animal of which Jesus had need. The blind beggar needed Jesus, and Jesus needed the coat. But there were certain things that had to be done before it could be used by Jesus. And that's precisely like we are, all of us. Once we have come to Jesus with all our need and put our lives into his hands, great and eternal blessing results to our souls. We are saved for glory. He forgives us all our sins, settles all our debts to God, makes us happy forever. But then he needs us, when we have put our lives in his hands, he needs us each and all. And I trust that everyone here tonight who has repented of sin and put faith in the Lord Jesus Christ may be ready to answer the need of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has brought us with him. It was in Jericho where Bartimaeus met the Lord Jesus. Going out of this city of the curse, Jericho was the city upon which the curse of God rested because of its opposition to God's work in that district. And blind Bartimaeus heard this crowd of people, Jesus and a great number of people, going out of the city. And he was sitting by the side of the road, the highway, and he was begging. What a miserable plight that is. To be poor, to be blind, to be helpless. Just begging, beseeching help from those more faithful. And he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, that was passing by. And he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." There were many at that time who said to him, "What's all the fuss about, Bartimaeus? Be quiet, don't disturb the peace." But Bartimaeus had a great need in his soul. He had a sense of need, and that's the beginning of the blessing, beloved friends. If you have a sense of need, particularly the need of Jesus, that's the beginning of blessing for you. And having this great need in his soul, this overpowering need, when they told him to be quiet, he cried louder still, a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Now, evidently, this man Bartimaeus knew something about Jesus of Nazareth. It may be that he had been in the synagogues, the gathering places of the Jews, and heard such scriptures as this read, week by week, constantly, the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. The king, of course, is David. And here, David's son is going to be given the place of judgment by God. God's righteousness is going to be seen in him. The day is rapidly approaching, beloved friends, when this scripture is going to be fulfilled to the very limit, when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to take charge of the government of this world. And the mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. It's going to be a reign of righteousness. Righteousness, perhaps for the first time in this wonderful way, because Jesus is at the head. The character of his rule is seen in the next verse. He shall judge the poor of the people, and shall save the children of the needy. We have to tell you tonight that this is Jesus who can save the children of the needy. Every needy soul is in safe hands if they are the hands of the Lord Jesus. His heart beats with compassion for every soul in need. He shall save the children of the needy, and he shall break in pieces, on the other hand, the oppressor, all that oppress them, he will. He shall deliver the needy when he crieth. Now suppose that Bartimaeus had heard this read in the synagogue. He shall save the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper, the person that has nothing to pay, nothing to give for the benefit which he needs. And turning these things over in his heart, Bartimaeus said, the son of David, Jesus of Nazareth is the son of David, and he's here today, and he's passing by. And now is my opportunity, because God's word says he shall deliver the needy when he cries. And so he cried aloud, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And when told to be quiet, he cries louder still. He remembers that it was read in the synagogue from the psalm, he shall spare the poor and the needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. And he said, I'm needy, I'm blind, and I want my sight. And he cried all the more, with all his power, to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of David, who could meet the deepest need of poor and blind. Is there anyone here tonight who has a pressing need? Do you feel, dear friend, that you want to know what it is to have your sins forgiven? All your past life, with all its faults, set right by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you feel like that, there is a word for you here in this scripture tonight. Here is one who can save the poor. You may have nothing in your life to offer to Jesus. That doesn't matter, because he's willing to save the poor. The only thing is, have you in your soul a deep need? Do you feel your need of getting right with God? Do you feel the need of repentance and faith in the Son of God who died on the cross? His cry was heard, and your cry, if you will cry to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, we can assure you, dear friends, that you will live heard. Jesus heard. He is always listening. He is is alive from the dead, a glorious Savior at the right hand of God, and he knows exactly what's happening in your heart and in your mind. He heard this blind beggar crying to him as the Son of David. And he stood still. He didn't say, I have no time for a man of this character, poor and wretched and needy. He had a great love in his heart and he stood still. Don't be afraid of speaking to the Lord Jesus. He will hear and he will stand still whatever he's doing. He will give you his undivided attention. And he commanded the blind beggar to be brought to him. So they call the blind man and they say, be of good comfort. Lift up your heart. Take courage. He's asking for you. He's calling for you. He's calling for you tonight, beloved friend. If you are not his already, he is calling for you to come to him. Be of good comfort. Look up your courage. He's calling for you. But you'll notice that this word is in the singular, this pronoun. He is calling for thee, they said, to the blind man. And nobody but the blind man would do. You must come to Jesus yourself. Your mother can't do it. Your father can't do it. He is calling for thee, and that personal pronoun is in the singular. You can't be saved because your mother is saved, or because your father is saved, or because your brother or sister. You must come to Jesus personally. It must be a private, personal inquiry. But he is standing still to receive. And what did Bartimaeus do when he heard this news that Jesus was awaiting him, standing still? He cast away his garment. He was going to allow nothing to hinder him. That day was a day of crisis for this blind beggar. It was now or never. Jesus might have gone by. Are you sure that if you don't accept the opportunity to trust Jesus tonight, are you sure that there will be another opportunity? Be like Bartimaeus. Seize the opportunity now. It was a crisis in his life, and he seized the moment. And he cast away his garments, he allowed nothing to hinder him. He rose and he came to Jesus. And Jesus spoke to him. He answered him. He answered his cry. And Jesus will answer your cry of need. He answered Bartimaeus and said, what wilt thou? What is it that you really want? And you'll notice this pronoun again, thou. He says, what is it that you personally, Bartimaeus, what is it that you're wanting? And the Lord Jesus loves to hear you tell him what it is that you really want. Do you want to be saved tonight? Do you want to go home in the consciousness that your sins have been forgiven? That Jesus who died for you upon the cross has told you that you will never enter into judgment for them. You will never be faced with them by a righteous God. He died that you might be forgiven. Do you want forgiveness tonight? Tell him so. He longs to hear you. What wilt none but Jesus could do it. And Jesus says, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? There's no one else can do it for you but the Lord Jesus. No one else. Nobody in this room. Not I. No man breathing. Only Jesus can offer you the forgiveness of your sins. What wilt thou, he says to you tonight. What wilt thou? And the blind man said unto him, he knew his need. He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. He didn't begin to say, well, what am I do? What am I to do, Lord, to earn your forgiveness? To merit it? Have I to change my life? Have I to say so many prayers a day? Have I to do this or the other that you might open my eyes? Nothing like that at all. He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. He was willing to be a receiver. To take what Jesus had to give him, that's all. There were no conditions except that he should receive what Jesus had come for. That I might receive my sight. Are there things that you cannot see, beloved friend? You may have your eyes open, all right, but there may be some things that you don't understand. You say, I heard people preach the gospel about Jesus, but somehow or other I do not understand. Jesus is the one who can open your eyes to make you understand, if you will only come to him. He is the great eye opener, enabling you to see what you never saw before. He will give you a new pair of eyes, if you will only ask. Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath saved thee. Thy faith hath made thee whole, made you well. Is there in your soul tonight a simple confidence in Jesus? Do you trust him to be your Savior? Your eye opener. Thy faith hath made thee whole, he said to this blind man. Go thy way. And immediately he received his sight and he followed Jesus in the way. He became a follower of Jesus and he followed him in the way that leads to heaven. He had a great need of Jesus. Jesus was the only one who could meet that need, who could help him. And he had trust and confidence in his soul in Jesus and Jesus alone. And he got a blessing that day which lasts. The blessing which lasts. He got the Lord's help. He opened his eyes, his faith, his trust in Jesus, and made. Are you prepared, dear friends, to come to Jesus just like that? To be received. Not to imagine that you have anything to give, but just ready to receive from Jesus his salvation, his eye opening. Time forbids us to tell you the things that Jesus offers to you. He's prepared to make you tonight just as though you've never sinned a single sin in your life. Clean in the sight of God. Righteous. He's prepared to give you a righteousness. The righteousness of God is unto all. And upon all that will believe. He's willing and able to give you an eternal life. Which death cannot touch. Because he entered into death for you. If you believe in him. He paid the price of your guilt. He broke up the power of death. He destroyed the power of Satan. He's willing to make a change in your life, a victorious life, instead of a sinful life. Time forbids to tell what Jesus. If you have need in him, we must tell him to cry for him like God. you have come to Jesus and you belong to him. He has died to purchase you by his precious blood to make you fit for heaven. We want to draw your attention for a few moments to the fact that Jesus has need of you. Here, when they came near to Jerusalem, he sends two of his disciples, and he said to them, go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as you have entered into the village, you will find a colt, a young ass, tied up, whereon never man sat. Loose him, untie him, and bring him to me. And if any man say to you, what are you doing when you're untying the ass? Say, the Lord hath need of him. And straightway, the person who said that will send him to me. We read a little lower down that they went and they found the colt by the door, outside, in a place where two ways met, and they loosed the animal. And this animal, beloved friends, I believe that it has a voice for us. It really represents the guilty sinner who has put his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this animal was at the parting of two ways. Could go that way, or could go the other way. And I want this little episode here in this scripture to speak to you tonight. If you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, I wonder if you are at the parting of the ways. You could go the right way and you could go the wrong way. And I want to tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ has need of you. In the book of Exodus in the Old Testament, we read about the sacrifices that had to be made in those days. And this is what it says in one part. The Lord spake to Moses and said, sanctify unto me all the firstborn. That is, that God claimed the firstborn of man and beast, the eldest child in the family. Sanctify unto me all the firstborn among the children of Israel, both of man and of beast. It is mine. God lays claim to them. And then, a little lower down, every firstling of an ass, that is the firstborn of the ass, shall thou redeem with a lamb. He said, you must purchase it for me. You must redeem it with a lamb. The lamb was to be sacrificed in order that the ass might be spared. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, had to come into this world in lowly manhood to die on the cross, to be sacrificed for your guilt and your sin, dear friend, if you were to be spared. The offer of forgiveness through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ has been purchased at great cost. It could never have been offered to you tonight had not the Lord Jesus Christ laid down his life that you might be spared, that you might be forgiven. Listen to this. If thou wilt not redeem it, if you won't redeem this ass with a lamb, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man amongst thy children shalt thou redeem. If there is no redemption by the offering of the lamb, the little ass hath to die. And we have to tell you tonight that the offer of forgiveness for you and eternal life can only be made by virtue of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the penalty to redeem you back to God. But suppose you have trusted in Jesus who gave his life for you. You are like the ass. The things that are said about the ass in this chapter are that it was tied, it was not a free agent, it couldn't do as it liked, it was tied. And if you don't belong to the Lord Jesus tonight, that's precisely where you stand. You are under the power of a foe, the devil, who holds you tied. You may think you have done your own will, and certainly you have done, but the devil has led us all astray. The truth in the Word of God comes out very, very clearly that we have all been led captive by Satan in the way that he desires, although we thought that we were doing our own best. This little animal was tied. Man had never sat upon him, that he was unbroken, had a will of his own, as I have been saying. Untamed. And it's just that character of man, unbroken will and untamed and deceived by Satan, that's filling the world tonight with misery and with danger and sorrow. He was tied, he was untamed, and he was at the meeting of the ways. Which way is he to go? The cry went out to those who said, "What are you doing, losing the ass?" to the disciples of Jesus. And they said, "The Master had need of him." That was all. And they let him go. And we have to tell you tonight that if you have put your simple trust in Jesus, he has need of you. He knows that you're tied. He knows that you have been hitherto under the power of evil, under the devil's control. He knows very well your unbroken will, that you have been delighted to go your own way. So is all. But now, perhaps tonight you're at the parting of the ways, and the Lord Jesus wants you to decide for the right way. Are you prepared to do what was expected of this animal, this little ass? There are three words, you know, which rather express the situation, it has been said. These three simple words, admit the situation. The second is submit. Submit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know that Christian hymn, don't you? Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord. If you have trusted in Jesus as your Savior, if you have admitted that you are lost and undone and blind, and going along to destruction, submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. Submit your life to him. And the result will be, just as it was with this animal, that as that animal, when the garments of Jesus were put upon it, and Jesus was placed upon it, that animal transmitted Jesus wherever he wanted to be from that day forward. I wonder if you're prepared tonight to admit your ruined condition, your need of Jesus as a Savior, who died on the cross that you might live in glory with him above. Are you prepared to submit your life now? He has bought you by his blood. He died on the cross. A sacrifice was made and a price was paid that you might be redeemed to God. You belong to Jesus now. Are you prepared to submit your life and take him with you wherever you go, into school, into the workshop, into the home where you live, where you work, every place you go, are you prepared to carry the Lord Jesus Christ? To let others see that there has a change come over you. You have admitted your need, you have submitted your life, and you are transmitting Jesus. You are showing forth his characteristics in everything you say and everything you do. Jesus has need of souls who will do that now, tonight. Here's the prayer that the consideration of these two little incidents may cause any soul who has a sense of need, who feels that they would like to be right with God, to trust in Jesus here and now. Don't delay. Be like God to me. The opportunity may not come again. Which of us knows what tomorrow is going to bring? Do it now. He cried all the more when they stood in quiet. No, he says, now is the time, perhaps now or never. Cry earnestly to Jesus and put yourself into his hands. And then submit your life to him. And he will guide it like the little asp which we have been reading. He will control it. He will take your life, control it. And he will go with you wherever you will. You will carry the fragrance of his blessed name and perhaps be influential.